You're listening to a story from Work in Progress, a show about the meaning and identity we find in work. From Slack, I'm Dan Meisner.
It's not something that every farmer is used to waking up to. It began in the west of England in 2009. A local farmer in Dorset finds that a mysterious intruder has played hairdresser on one of her horses. Its mane and tail have been fashioned into a long braid.
Like a woman would put a ponytail in the back of her hair. Three strands, left and right, over the middle one each time.
That's Andy Stewart, a village beat cop in Somerset. He was one of the police officers involved in the case. More and more farmers started to call in. Whoever was doing this had a mysterious way of covering their tracks. No footprints, no forced entry. The farmers and investigators' fingers pointed in one direction. Black magic.
Throughout the investigation into that, one particular line was that it's part of a pagan ritual.
It's very common for people to jump to the occult in the west of England. This is home to Glastonbury, Stonehenge, and other mystical sites. There are enough practicing pagans in the UK that there's an association in the police force that helps to consult pagan-blamed crimes. This is Andy's specialty. He told me about this while on a ride-along.
Because I am the force lead for pagan-related matters in the southwest region.
The Police Pagan Association also serves another key purpose. It protects the rights of police officers who are pagan themselves.
Some have asked me, why were you wearing those robes, or why were you doing this, or why were you doing that? And I will say it's because I am a practicing druid and a pagan.
Yes, Andy himself is a pagan druid.
My police life was my police life, and my druid studies were totally separate. Mm-hmm. And they remained that way until in 2009, when I found out about the Police Pagan Association.
It wasn't long after the association was set up that it landed its first case consulting on the horse braiding. Andy's life saw a lot of changes leading up to this. His path to druidry was new and came after a particularly difficult time in his life.
I went through a divorce and I left my then wife and children behind. There was a lot of turmoil that was going on at that time, and I figured it was better to leave, and that would be best for everybody. I had a lot more time to myself, and I was able to question those things in my life that I didn't understand. I started examining what I believed in, what I knew to be true, what I knew wasn't true, and the vast grey area in between all that. It was almost like there was lots of little arrows that were saying paganism, 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 and when I looked into paganism, that the arrows were pointing more and more and more towards druidry.
Andy starts his new life as a druid, setting out on a path of modern spirituality that promotes harmony with nature. Druidry is all about a circular path, hence that ancient circle of stones called Stonehenge. But not every druid can go to Stonehenge, so many have their own stone circle. Andy has his.
Not quite a miniature Stonehenge, but you see what I mean.
Oh my god, this is gorgeous! It is quite magical already. It looks quite like fairyland-esque.
Yeah, they could have filmed The Hobbit here. But druidry is just a set of beliefs. I am no different than anybody else, apart from what I believe in. I believe that everything is sacred. Whether it's a tree, a plant, a bird, an animal, a fish, an insect,
In the UK, there are over 75,000 people that identify as pagans. 200 of them are in the Police Pagan Association, but 80 of those members still haven't come out. The demonization started in Roman times and still lingers to this day, which is why the horse crimes pointed at paganism. I confirmed this with Andy.
So people who believe that are just falling victim to Roman propaganda, yeah. Essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. You still get the comments nowadays, you know, oh, Druids, don't you, you know, kill goats and dance around in woods naked? Well, no, as a general rule, we don't. There may be some that dance around naked in a wood. I personally don't.
Andy was never ashamed of being a Druid. But before the association, he would hear some unsavory comments. The association gave him and others like him the confidence to come out as pagan in the police force. Not only that, those in the association helped to clear paganism as a criminal activity. Andy did just that in the horse breeding case.
The wind does it or whatever, it just happens and it looks like it's been platted. So until somebody is actually seen doing it, it's going to be one of those things that we'll never actually really know.
Andy has gone on to advise on much bigger cases after the horse breeding, including one case where a priest was abusing young women under the guise of pagan rituals. Andy was the first to step forward and prove that what he was doing fell outside of pagan culture. His help on the case won him the respect of his colleagues across the country.
Hugely fulfilling to know that I haven't got to hide behind a veil of anything. I'm proud to be a pagan. I'm proud to be a druid. I'm proud to be a police officer. And I'm even prouder to be able to say that I can be all those three things at the same time.
For more stories about finding meaning and identity in work, subscribe to Work in Progress in iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check us out at slack.com/podcast or tweet us @SlackStories. Thanks for listening.